June hearing. Go ahead and call attendance. Kathy?
Okay, today in attendance is Chairperson Clay Huckabee, Vice Chair Pat Fleckenstein, Treasurer John Southwick, Member Eric Kearns, Member Ryan Frisby. Also in attendance is Chief Jim Banks, Fire Chief Jim Banks, Representative Misty Tobin from Hinton and Burdick, our accountant, and I am Kathy Huckabee, the board clerk.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to turn the budget division proposal presentation over to Kathy and Misty.
Okay, so what I want you to look at real quick is in your pile, you have your balance review sheet, or your balance sheet, which you are familiar with. And you also have a budget versus actual as of yesterday. This sheet here, throughout the year, people have asked me, when you put something under administrative or you put something under contract services or you file something in QuickBooks under security or safety and operations, what does that entail? So if you'll keep this in your folder, you'll see under each major category that you find on the budget is the subcategories. So the last sheet is the budget proposal. Those are the major categories here. The subcategories are on this sheet below. We don't list every single line item, but we do list it in QuickBooks, and it'll tell you how much we're looking at for each one of those line items, and it's under the major category.
So are you saying like on 2.7 administration would be the breakdown of this administration?
Mm-hmm. And same with contract services, call out, and this will tell you how much, or how we got to, how Jim and I, we sat down and we went through line items and we looked at where we're at with the budget currently, what we did in the last 2 years, and we came up with what we think we'll need for each subcategory. In blue is the total amount. In red is the subcategories. We're more this year because we get our money this year. So if you look at last year, you'll see that we were under property tax. You can't look at current year because remember, we haven't got the property tax for this year yet. But we had projected that we were going to have in your folders, if you look at your budget here, just open your folders, you can see that on property tax, we estimated that we were going to get $110,000. We'll probably come right in about that. This year, we know that we're guaranteed $158,000 and some change. And that is because of the fire truck that we're purchasing. However, for a couple years anyway, as you remember, we're going to pay for that out of impact fees. So when we go over the budget, you'll see that we...
It's not listed in that because it's through the impact fees. Is that correct? It's not listed on the budget.
It is listed.
It's listed.
So the debt service is 2.5. And that's the principal amount. But then if
which paper are you looking at, John?
Are you looking at this one with the whole policies?
No, I'm not looking at that. Is it on that
one? It's on this one.
And it's okay. On this one, too. Debt services, second page, first thing.
Is that the $44,660?
Mm-hmm.
That's the amount we're going to transfer from the impact fee fund to pay the payments. Mm-hmm. And then the expenses are lower.
Okay, I had a question on that because I wasn't sure. It said debt services, but
yes.
More specifically, that's for the fire
that
engine.
That's the fire truck payment. Yeah. And that the interest is a separate line item. It's 2.09.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And the other, before I turn it over to Misty, the only other thing I would like you to, the very last page on this one, you'll see that we're hoping that we're going to be able to save $33,000 and some change, almost $34,000. And we're going to put that into the capital funds account. When we get enough, we can actually look into what
subcategory in that. we can do subcategories.
We're not doing that until we get it into a bank account.
Yeah.
And that will be on a separate sheet. We won't do that on this.
So that makes sense, yeah.
So I'm going to turn that. Any questions on this form? And I'm going to turn it over to Misty.
I love how she always wants me to be in charge of this. She is so on top of it. She's like, I know everything that's in here. So I guess if you want to run through, let's run through this one, because this one is the comprehensive one. I send this to the state. It is the one that's required. She discussed property tax, so around 113 is what it's looking like, I guess. Or that was for 23. We're thinking 110 for 24. For 25, it's looking like 158. And then we have others. We've kept everything pretty close to what it's been in the past year or two. It seems like there's not been a lot of increased activities other than this line 1.10 is the amount we're using from the impact fees to pay the driver. Let's see. I guess just running through these, do you want me to go line by line, or does anyone have any questions about what any of these might be covering?
My only question that gets asked for me is, we include $30,000 from the impact fees into our budget, although it's a restricted fund, so we can't use it in our budget. Okay. Is that shown down here under the contributions to fund account, or is that?
No, that is just what we're covering the truck payment.
Truck payment with?
Yes.
Is there? Should we be showing that somewhere?
Showing that way.
Or like that is a constrict. Restricted funds, and we can't use that for anything other than?
We don't usually show that on the budget because it's just a profit and loss, basically.
Okay.
So restricted funds are typically...
It's better that way. When I do the grants, mm-hmm. they always come back like, hey,
you have all this money.
You have all this money. And then I got to go through all of this explanation, mm-hmm. so I don't even include it anymore.
Okay.
And so like things like that are fluid, like this fire truck that we got that we're going to sell, but we don't really know how much money what kind of revenue we're going to get for it. Do we just leave it off for now, or do we try to guesstimate? Or
well, we're thinking that we're going to be able to sell it for about $30,000. That's what we insured it for. And once that sold, right, then we bring it into.
Okay.
We're going to have to show it as an asset, and then we're going to have to bring it in and sell it.
Right.
So it'll be
on. So it won't make it on our initial budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about the money we put into it to get it and sell it? What does that come under?
We didn't buy it. We didn't. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, so
are we going to spend money on that?
Money to make some repairs or whatever we have to do. Yeah.
Where's it at?
Per Misty, she said we have to keep an accounting of everything we spend in order to get it running and in shape. And then when we sell it, we take it off.
Okay.
So it won't show as a...
Okay, I got it. So it's a bookkeeping.
I know that the confusion usually comes in because it looks like we have a whole lot more money than we have. And it does, and we're using every cent of that when we're categorizing it out, even though impact fees is showing. It works out. Don't ask me how.
You have to ask me.
I do. I'm like, when Misty and I are talking, we always call it governmental accounting.
Well, the thing is, it's like when you have like a TNT here or something like that, and the people look at this and they're going, wait, you're asking for money and you're making all this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by the time you explain it, I understand what's going on, but it's hard for the public to look at this and say, why are you asking for money? Your budget seems to be way over.
Mm-hmm. But you can, if you go down to the expenses, you can kind of look and see that we stayed pretty true to where we're going to end up in January. If you just go, like, pick, let's do operations, 2.13. We suggested 25. We're still you know, a couple months out, we got some things we still are coming in. So
our
recommendation anyway.
For training, you projecting $10,000. Chief Banks, is that sufficient, really, $10,000 for training? Do we anticipate sending anyone to Fire Academy or?
Well, we could next year. We could. There's a possibility that we could have two going to the Academy next year. So, and that includes the actual stipend reimbursement for training.
And what's that cost per person?
Well, we pay. So the Academy is roughly about $2,200 a person by the time we pay for the tuition, then we pay for mileage if they drive up there. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are eligible for GI Bill and grants and that kinds of things, so there's...
But generally speaking, two is maybe about half of that budget.
Yeah.
And that should be sufficient,
should be right,
because if you're looking
I'm sorry, go ahead, Kathy.
I'm sorry. If you're looking at the training, 7370, there's... Other than the Tuesday night training, if they do it in December, that's it. There isn't going to be any more. This is the fourth quarter, because we pay fourth quarter out. Okay. And so if we do come in, and at mid-year, we're coming in, we're going to have to readjust a little bit. There's enough money in the budget padded other places to pull it in.
Yeah, like so, the last time, where we just kind of shuffled things around.
We just kind of shuffled things around. I don't think we'll have to on training, but we may have to do it on some other areas. It's typically.
Plus this year, as opposed to the previous 2 years, I have $4,000 and three grants going for training. So.
Good.
And that's coming in?
We have a better chance because the more you get denied, the more you have a better chance of getting in.
Yeah.
So we've been denied three times, and I've talked to the people that denied it. So hopefully I've written it in such a way that
it'll pass.
So if it does, it's an extra $4,000.
Yeah, that would be.
We budgeted an estimate of $10,000 for grants. Because that's kind of average what we've done in the last couple of years. You don't, the first one was 18, this one was 8 or 9.
So this is the third year that Kathy and I have done this, and we've been pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, we certainly haven't ran over on anything that was expected. You know, one point I just wanted to make, and I don't know what the answer to this is, I mean, this is very accurate, but in a sense it's also not accurate, too, because this really isn't the true measure of how much it costs to run this fire department. Because we have money that comes in from the Fire Association and occasional donations that come in. So I just want to point that out to you. So right now the association has $38,000, something like that.
Yeah, we have almost $50,000 between checking and savings.
So, which is fantastic, but it's also their money. It's not our money. We attend their meetings and keep them up to date on what we're doing and make a request for things that they may consider making donations for. But, you know, if they chose to go a different way with their money, that's their money, not ours. So the discussion that I've had with them so far is that hopefully that money could be used towards buying any equipment or anything we're going to need for the new engine. We're pretty well equipped. I know you guys are working on that list, but... You know, we might need some additional SCBAs, we might need this, we might need that. I've told them that I expect we're probably going to have to spend probably maybe $10,000, $15,000 on new equipment for the engine that we don't currently have right now. John, we just went to test that extra remote control hydrant valve that we used to have on the other engine. It didn't work, it wasn't working anymore. I had to send it in to task force to get it repaired, and it was almost $1,000 to get that repaired. But the association, I approached the association and they elected to reimburse the department for the cost of that repair. So, you know, I'm just making a point. It's like when somebody comes and they look at the budget, it's like, you know, it is what it isn't, right? So, you know, personally, I mean, my philosophy of this is I don't think the association should have to buy safety gear for people. I think it's our duty and responsibility, and I probably OSHA would agree, that it's our responsibility to provide people with the proper PPE and equipment that they need to do their job, not rely on a fundraising organization to help us do that, right? I mean, when I became a cop, they didn't even give us a gun, Eric. I had to go out and buy my gun, and then finally somebody went, time out, right? We got to provide guys and gals with their safety equipment, and that's kind of what we did. I mean, times are evolving, right? But realistically, we do have a limited budget, so we get that money wherever we can. But I just don't want the contributions of the association either A, overlooked, or B, taken for granted, because, you know, the association could decide tomorrow, hey, we just don't want to do this anymore, and... we wouldn't have that money coming in anymore, so I certainly want to recognize them for the good work that they've done.
Absolutely.
Misty?
Yes.
I don't have any other questions as far as the budget, the proposed budget.
Okay.
What are your thoughts and recommendations?
As Kathy and I discussed when we put this together over the phone, I think that this is a reasonable budget. I'm a little concerned that it's a little bit low on the spending, but I tend to think I'd rather have the fire department well equipped and ready to shop and save my house. So maybe I have a different mindset than most people. But
we would feel like the value we could get more property tax.
I still think that these amounts are going to be sufficient for what's coming, unless there's something unforeseen. And then we'll have to deal with that as it comes, obviously.
I was hesitant to put
the revenues from the sale of that engine, one, because we don't know for sure if it's going to sell in 25. It probably will. But if we put that on here, then we put the expenditures, then we're kind of tied to showing that much to the state. So
right.
If we need to, we can amend the budget later. More time. So what were you
going to say? I was just going to ask, how can we proceed if the board decided to establish an equipment replacement fund, I mean a large equipment replacement fund for future replacement?
Well, that would be on page 3. This year it looks like we're going to be able to save $33,930 on our worksheet, Jim.
This one?
Yeah,
you say that